Log Talk Radio.
Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is another Throwback Thursday. I am your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Started off a little Silvers from 1973 through The Love in My Heart. We got music on the way. Let's see. We got some Starpoint on the way. I might hook some Midnight Star on the way. And I got some Kashif on the way. So, guys, tune in and let a brother know how he's doing. You can go to Facebook on the Solar Records Radio page. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. I will have the names of the songs in the comments just in case you guys didn't get a chance to listen to me live. You can check out the playback also. Just tell me, let me know how I'm doing. And you can call me up. Also, the phone lines are open, 646-688-8537. 646-688-8537. Let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I am a big fan since I played the Silvers. I'm going to the next song in my library, the Silvers. It's actually the System, not the Silvers. The System with the S-Y. Anyway, this is called Don't Disturb This Groove. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Are you listening? You're my favorite girl. Excuse me for the
Fleming had to hook up a little from the Get Loose album. That is Evelyn Champagne King. Of course, that is Back to Love, produced by none other than Kashif himself. That album, if I'm not mistaken, went, I think, double platinum. Great album. My uncle had that album. I think my mother had that album. So whichever album I played with, you know, I ended up scratching one of them bad. So I don't know which one, but I'm just telling all my business. Before that, from 1973 music from the Jackson Sisters, I Believe in Miracles, not to be confused with Rebe, Janet, and LaToya. No, they're straight out of Compton, California. They were a little under the radar group out of Compton and based out of Detroit, actually. You had sisters, I think, Jacqueline, Lynn, Pat, Ray, and Jenny. Of course, they performed as the Jackson Sisters. That was I Believe in Miracles, again, from 1973. And, of course, started off the block, 1987, The System. Of course, Don't Disturb This Groove. We got plenty of time to jam with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't catch me live, check out the playback on Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. If you want to go to, if you want to get some good merchandise, want to donate to the show, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com. Click on donate. Donate there. Also, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. So it is all good. I've got about another hour, 42 minutes left. Again, got plenty of time to jam with you guys. I loved this woman as a kid growing up. I think she was just the next artist I'm going to play, of course. I always get ahead of myself because when I'm so excited for her. Of course, God rest her soul. Of course, she is no longer with us. She's passed away, I think, in 1999. But I'm going to go ahead and take you back to the year 1982. This is one of my all-time favorite jams from her, of course. And then she had Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. That was like the women's anthem of 86. So let's take it again back to 82. This is called It Should Have Been You. Of course, music from the late, great Gwen Guthrie on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
It should have been you.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that is music from H-Town. Of course, They Like It Slow from 1997. Of course, rest in peace to Dino, from lead singer of the group H-Town. It's been 19 years, man. It's almost 20 years ago. Definitely music lives on. We're going to keep that legacy going. Before that, from 1984, music from Midnight Star. Of course, that is a Curious. I'm Curious. And of course, started off the block, music from, of course, the late great Gwen Guthrie, from 1982. It Should Have Been You. I was talking about her song Ain't Nothing Going On But the Rent, if you guys remember that song. It came out around 86, maybe early, yeah, late 86, early 87. And she said, got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me, you know. We're independent women, you know. And I had to play that classic from her, of course. She had a – I'm not playing that one. I'm not a big fan. No, I love it. I love it. But it was always about women. I think Eddie Murphy did that joke on Raw with women was just like, hey, baby, what's going on? And she's like, the rent, you know. But it's all good, though. And I got my partner here. Wardell Podge Jr. is hanging out with me. What's going on, Wardell?
Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
You said no romance without finance. Oh man, that's those songs in the '80s, man. I love it, love it, love it, man. How you been?
Oh man, been great, man. We had a really good interview with Charmaine Silvers today on Solar Records Radio. Remember?
Oh man, I hate I missed it. I missed it because. As if what's crazy was when, you know, my phone, my earbuds, I'm talking to you guys. I got on with the first hour with you in Phoenix, and I hear in the background, low battery, low battery, low battery. And I'm like, oh, no. So I went on, so I text you, and just to let you know that my earbuds were what's so crazy is I'll charge them all night, and then I got to take them off when it's completely green, and then I don't do that, which is, you know, I can't, you know, you can't really like overcharge your earbuds like that, or it'll kind of drain. So I didn't get a chance to take them out once they were green. So, but anyway, man, Charmaine, I hate I missed that, man. I'm a big fan. I played the Silvers in the opening of the show.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw your posting too. So, yeah, that's why I mentioned it. That was so sweet. We talked almost, I had like I only could play like a half of a song. Talked all the way to the end of the show. So it was great. You know, I enjoyed her. And I enjoyed her humbleness and, you know, and just getting the story inside the story. That's always good. And one of the amazing things that she recognized is that he gave them a serious gift. And that was to be able to hear harmonies the way that they hear harmonies. It's just amazing the way they hear them. It's like, whoa, how do you, I was in shock when I would hear them in the studio and they start singing harmonies. I'm like, this is like another level. And
wow.
I'm telling you, they really took it to another level. You would never realize it, but if you heard the song Yesterday, you could kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. That the Silvers did yesterday, that ballad. Oh my goodness gracious, their harmonies was amazing. But anyway,
oh
nice
God, you know, I'm so jealous. I didn't get a chance to kind of hang out and kind of be that fly on the wall and just listen to her just tell those stories, man. I'm going to listen to the playback, and I'm going to just check it out. But yeah, man, the Silvers to me. You know, even like some level after Boogie Fever, after all of the pop hits, the Freddie Perren type stuff and whatnot,
right.
They even before they were very soulful. They were very conscious of the things that were around them. You know, going back to Fool's Paradise and Wish That I Can Talk to You, some of the greatest music they had. You know, even pre-Boogie Fever, even like when you go to their New Horizons album, one of the most soulful and substantive albums I've ever heard in my life. You know, just an amazing a bunch of brothers and sisters, man. I am a big fan. And again, if I get Charmaine back on, I'd love to just have just these penny for our thoughts, you know. But man, I'm going to check out this playback, and again, just I'm just going to smile from ear to ear because I know the stories that she's going to tell. It's just it's going to be amazing. But man, I surely appreciate you getting the chance to bring her on.
Yeah, if you do listen or if any of your listeners listen, just remember it's the second half of the show. So she comes on the second hour. The first hour is Phoenix and John and myself. And then the second hour is when she came on and shared her story. So, man, oh, man, I didn't get to play a lot of songs. So I'm enjoying listening to you throw us back. So hey, do your thing, man.
Well, man, you know what? I am what's so cool about getting a chance to just do this, and I'm going to go in your stash, too. I'm going to go in your stash, and I'm going to shock you right quick. Actually, I'm not really going to shock you because I'm a big fan of the Whispers anyway. So it's not even – it goes without saying. So I'm going to go in your stash. Man, you know what? I want to play one of my favorite songs from them. Is Tonight, and if I'm not mistaken, you had something to do with that song.
Well, playing drums.
You played drums on Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, I love
friend wrote it. My friend wrote it. Jerry Knight wrote the song.
Jerry Knight, really? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think it was 82 or 83.
But, man, but I love the drum riffs in that. Of course, that was played by you, but I also love that, I don't know if that synthesized, that hard synth funk, man, that the Whispers kind of incorporated in there. I guess that's... By the time, you know, even in the early 80s, everyone was experimenting with that new wave, and then it kind of gradually went into that hard synth funk, man. But I'm in your stash right now. Guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday night with your host, Don Fleming, and, of course, Wardell Potts Jr., man. They're tired of hearing me talk. Let's go ahead and go to the song from 1982, early 1983. This is music from The Whispers. Check out that drum riff. That's yours truly, Wardell Potts, playing on the drums on that song. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solo Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway from 1972, Be Real Black for Me. Love that, of course, from 1982 before that. Was music from Starpoint, It's All Yours, and, of course, started off the block from 1982, music from The Whispers, Tonight. Again, I had to go in Wardell's stash on that one, man. I had to go in your stash to start off the block there with The Whispers, Tonight. Man, what did you think of this block, man? Is he listening? Wardell, what you doing?
Yes, sir. Hello?
What you doing? Are you back there? Was you back there shuffling tape?
No, I got the chicken. I'm still on the line. I'm putting the chickens away.
Oh, he's out putting the chickens away. Listening to the show, so he's multitasking, guys, man. Thank you for doing that, Wardell. I appreciate it.
Oh, I love it. I told you I love it. That last song you just played, though, man. Woo! What
man,
was that?
Roberta
was that
Flack
I love
and
that
Donny. That was Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, Be Real Black for Me from 1972. What a great song, man. It's very, I love this. It's conscious. I love, you know, all my black people out there. You know, I love it. Love it. Great, great song. Big fan.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Man, I appreciate
hey,
you. Listen, you know, we got about an hour. We got an hour left of the show, but go ahead. You got it. You got it.
Congratulations to who?
Congratulations
Come
to
on.
Who?
Who? Miss Jackson.
Katanji Brown Jackson has been confirmed. Yes. Yeah, 53-47. Yes, congratulations. The first, the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Of course, she is, since Thurgood Marshall, she was one of the first defenders, public defenders, to be a Supreme Court justice. So congratulations to her, man. 53-47. Yes, man.
Yes.
I'm happy, man. What did you you know what? I'm celebrating the symbolism, and you know I want her. You know, once she gets in there, you know, after Breyer steps down, or actually he retires, I think in the summer, she's getting to work, and you know she's got to get to work. So right now it's celebrate. I want to celebrate it, and it's a beautiful thing because you know I'm so glad that sister, despite the hell she went through, all of those senators that are asking ridiculous questions, in my opinion. I'm glad she was confirmed, and it's a monumental time.
It's just really sad that you even had to hesitate right now about who they are. You're supposed to be United States Senators. The fact that we have to be embarrassed with how you treat people is really sad. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
You are supposed to be an example for the youth. You know, not embarrassing and a disgrace. And it's so sad that you would put down a woman like that and try to destroy her credibility for political game. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your political gain should have happened when you did your work, the things that you do, not because you're beating someone else up. That's ridiculous. You got to tear someone else down to lift yourself up. That makes you pathetic to me, because all you have to do is just do. Just do your job. Do good at your job. And that's enough to lift you up. But to have to tear people down to make you look good, it's just so sad. And he had to do it to one of my sisters, which is just disgusting. And I have to applaud, what's his name, Cory?
Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey.
Yes, I have to applaud him. He just was amazing. I mean, and the things that he said really touched home with me when he said it. You know, he said my colleagues on the other side, they have no clue. They can't feel what I feel, and I'm not going to let them rain on my parade. They can't. They just can't fathom what's happening. The moment is too big for them. I was like, exactly. And so, man, oh, man, thank you. I'm just so proud that we got that done, and she's going to do whatever she has to do. Hopefully she's a blessing to, you know, to the rest of the country.
Yeah. People say, well, what's going to be any different, because it's a 6-3 conservative / versus liberal court or whatever. But I look at it like this, you know, if you're able to interpret the law through the eyes of the Constitution and whatnot, and have at the same time to be a public defender and have some level of compassion, I think that goes together. That's what makes this country great. And you know, to have that, the diversity on the bench, and understand everyone doesn't have the same walk of life, you know. And again, no, and I don't mean this no disrespect to any of our listeners, you know, our white listeners, because, you know, we love you all the same. But, you know, when you have a lot of, you know, when it was basically white men, that to me did not represent the changing of America, you know. And you know, and the philosophies and walks of life, because a lot of it is predicated on the chasms of race, and the, you know, again, but you don't let that deter you. You succeed you in spite of, you don't fail because of. So that's how I look at it. And you know, the beauty of having a Supreme Court that is representative of the people and the changing America, that is what is the founders, you know, as far as, you know, the founders wanted it to be, as far as, the, you know, well, not necessarily founders, because a lot of them were slave owners, but when you look at the Statue of Liberty, you know, give me your tired, your poor, you know, huddled masses yearning to, you know, live free, breathe free or whatever. Anyway. I thought I could recite that, but I completely went blank. But no, but you get what I'm saying. That, you know, this whole melting pot, and when you have the court of the highest land that is here to interpret those laws based on how America, what America is supposed to be, you know, we're not trying to go back to what it was. We're trying to move forward, and I think the appointment of Judge Jackson, to me, sets that precedence, and I'm very proud, and I'm very happy for it. Now, so, oh, but man, yeah, I'm happy. I'm very happy for her. I want her to be, you know, I want her to be represented. I want her to follow the Constitution, be representative of these things, and all of these things we can do at interpreting the law, whether it's Sonia Sotomayor, because that means she represents a lot of Latina women. You know, she born and raised in the Bronx, so she has a walk of life that she can use her experience. Now, granted, all of them mostly were prosecuting attorneys or whatever, but She does have a perspective that she can bring to the table. Even someone like Clarence Thomas, you know, that may have something to bring to the table. Well, you know what? But anyway, I'm not even going to go with that. But the point I'm saying is, there are walks of life. Every one of those judges have. And again, it's not a cookie cutter, because that's not what this country is about. It's a diversity of minds, a diversity of different aspects on life, and how you interpret the law is tantamount to that upbringing, a tantamount to that walk of life. And I'm glad that it's starting to happen. Now, I'm not saying it's going to change overnight, but you see it. And much love to Ketanji Brown Jackson. Much love to her. I mean, and she's a young sister. She's, you know, 50, yeah, she's, if I'm not mistaken, she's about 52, 53 years old. So she's very young.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And
you'll be there for a minute.
Beautiful sister. Yeah, beautiful sister, beautiful mind. Just an amazing public school, and grew up in Miami, went to public school, went to Harvard undergrad, went to Harvard Law School. I mean, clerk for Justice Breyer, the gentleman that is going to step down. She clerked for him. So she brings a lot of experience to the table, being a part of the D.C. Court of Appeals, you know, of being a public defender. You know, and many accolades, of course, in being now a Supreme Court justice. So that's a wonderful thing, man. And thank you for reminding me of it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And thanks for the music, man. I'm enjoying it, and it really blessed me as I was on my ride trying to get back here before dark because I had chickens that are vulnerable to the foxes.
You know what? Since you're talking about the chickens, I'm going to do a weird segue. So I'm going to do a weird segue because, you know, can you pull instead of pulling a rabbit out the hat, can you pull a chicken out the hat? Are you a magician? Were you ever a magician? Did you like magicians growing up?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Absolutely, yes. Love them. And I remember people saying, oh, what are you? I said, I'm a musician. A magician? No, I'm a musician. Not a magician. And they always get that confused.
Oh, but man. Anyway. It is confusing. It is confusing. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get back to some music. We got about another 50 minutes left of the show. The reason why I asked, or you're a magician, I want to play this song. I want to take you back to 1981. This is music from Robert Winters and Fall. The name of the song is called Magic Man. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I can pull a rabbit out of a hat, disappear and return like that. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you see, baby, that I'm your magic man, yeah. On stage and lights, I'll dazzle your eyes, and later on that night, I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man, yeah. I'm your magic man, won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you, yeah, to hold you, you need. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hands just touch your heart? Make your love appear. I will stop
pull you near. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop all your frowns and your heart
1999. That is Come Around. I had to hook that up. Before that, I had to give you a little classic Roger Troutman. Of course, I Want to Be Your Man from 1987. Of course, started off the block, I'm Your Magic Man from the late, great Robert Winters, from Robert Winters in Fall. And man, I wanted to be a magician at one time. I really did. When I was in middle school, we'd have like these assemblies and things like that. So they would always bring this guy. His name was Bobo the Magician. And he used to do all of those tricks and, you know, tell you to pull you out of the crowd and say, here, pick a card and all of those. I was just so fascinated. You're 11 years old. You're fascinated by the guy pulling a quarter out of your ear, you know. Even though you know how it's done, you know. But cool story. I was living in L.A. at the time, and I went to a taping of Comic View. And, you know, during that whole, a certain day, I think on a Tuesday, they would shoot about 3 or 4 shows for that week. So during the intermission or during the, you know, changing clothes and things like that for the comedians and the new comedians coming out or whatever, they would have like performers performing songs, things like that. They had this brother who was a magician that was doing all of these magic tricks, and that song was playing, I'm Your Magic Man by Robert Winters and Fall. And I remember the song as a kid, but it always pinpoint to that moment when I got a chance to see those tapings of Comic View that week. It's around 1995, and if I'm not mistaken, I think, the movie Dead Presidents was coming out, and the gentleman who sung Where's the Love, of course, Where's the Love, Donny Hathaway, Roberta Flack, it was remade by a gentleman, I can't think of his name right now, but they performed Where's the Love from the Dead President soundtrack. And I was just, you know, I was just in awe of just the whole Blue Magic performed, Teddy Wizard Mills group at the time. There were of course a few different, they had broken up, excuse me. And they, they had all these different groups. But as a matter of fact, it was Teddy Mills' group. You know, Teddy Mills was the lead singer. He had that falsetto voice from Blue Magic, and Blue Magic performed. And, man, Kid in the Candy Store, Wardell. Kid in the Candy Store.
Man, oh, man. When you mentioned Blue Magic, it just reminded me of the interview we just had. And the guy that wrote a lot of songs for all those Philly guys. And when they mentioned Blue Magic, it is just something very special. So, yeah, I understand, man. And I'm grateful for this music that you're playing. To understand, I'm not used to you playing this kind of music. You know, something come over you or something. Something happened to you.
What?
Because you are playing some really good old school music, and I'm like, what's happening to John? He's really getting into. You know, you're going closer and closer to my stuff, right?
I'm trying to compete with you. I know this isn't a competition. I know this isn't a competition, but at the same time, it's like we both, you know, I love your show. So when I listen to your show, it's like I got to step my game up. I'm just assuming that when you listen to my show, you kind of feel the same way. Hint, hint. But no,
absolutely.
We both, you know, and it's all fun, you know, even, you know, on Saturdays, you know, we used to have like these little battles, these slow jam battles. And I miss that. We got to get back into that. And you know, and again, it's just, it's what we love to do. It's fun. And the people are listening and they're just sharing their memories. And that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. Seriously.
Yeah. Community. It's a beautiful thing. look, I'm working on getting Earl Young on to interview him. You want to be there?
Drummer
for that?
Oh my God! Yeah, Disco Inferno.
He played on all the
Earl Young
stuff.
Yes,
I mean,
he has a lot of history.
Oh my Lord. And
not
so,
just with the Tramps, but yeah, Philly, like you said, Philly International, man. He has a lot of history. And the brother looks like he's 30 years old.
He acts like it, too, because he still performs. And he's 80, 82, I think. 82.
I'm telling you, he drank some Fountain of Youth juice or something because he looks like he's 30 years old. I kid you not. Earl Young, I mean, is just an amazing talent, number one. But he's got this youthful exuberance, and he looks it. So I guess, you know, he's a vampire. I'm just convinced he's a vampire. He's like Keith Sweat. Him and Keith Sweat are going to the same gym.
Oh, yeah. Keith Sweat, yeah. He's got something going on there, too. Yeah, man.
But you know what, man? I just because you brought this up in this next block, man. And go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Go ahead.
No, in this next block, I'm gonna do a slow jam block, but I'm gonna do a '70s slow jam, an '80s slow jam, and a 90s slow jam. What you think about that?
Oh, well, that's awesome. Let's see what
you know
you
what?
Got, brother.
You know,
let's see
since,
what you got.
Since we talked about Blue Magic, let's take you back. Let's take you back all the way to 1975. This is music from Blue Magic. The name of the song is called Spell. You guys keep it locked right here. Wardell Fice Jr., Don Fleming, Soul Records Radio.
Dreaming of you, trouble speaking, thinking of you, something strange has happened, I just
I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
But nothing means anything.
Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was my homage to the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Of course, that was a 70s, 80s, and 90s slow jam block. What I just played, of course, from 1997, music from Jagged Edge. Name of the song is called I Gotta Be. Now, before I go into the next, you know, into the whole block, Jagged Edge, people say, because, you know, their music in my generation, they say they are the Whispers of our generation because there's the Casey brothers are twins, of course, and that's how, you know, Jagged Edge kind of got they thing being kind of like the Whispers of our generation. I'm just saying, you know.
Wow.
I posted the video.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Wow. They were both born in, if I'm not mistaken, they were both born in 74. And so, yeah, they are the Whispers of our generation. That's what the argument is now. If you guys get a chance to see their Unsung, I think one of the guys that they were interviewing was saying that, you know, hey, Jagged Edge came out and was just kind of like the Whispers of a new generation because of the twin brothers in the group. But, yeah, that was music from Jagged Edge from their debut album from 1997. Of course, before that, from 1986, music from Renee and Angela, Your Smile. What a beautiful song. A lot of people felt like that was a song about, you know, someone's smile, or, you know, some girlfriend or boyfriend's smile. Or it was about a grandmother. But I had to put that in the slow jam block because, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's subtle. But, of course, we started off the block. From 1975, music from Blue Magic, of course, Spell.
My homeboy.
Had to take you back on that one. I love Blue Magic, man.
Me too, man.
Oh, Blue Magic.
It was something about
Magic
and the stylistics of the string and flute and horn arrangements on their music was just so ridiculously good. It was like,
mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine because I remember when we were recording, you know, the stuff with Shalimar and the Whispers and Dynasty. I mean, you hear the music before the orchestral arrangement, right? And you're thinking, wow, this is great. And then once they put that other stuff on, it's like, oh, my God. But I'm just thinking, what was it like for them back in the day? Because that stuff that those guys were playing on Blue Magic stuff, oh, my Lord. I mean, some of the instruments, they got French horns and stuff in there. And, you know, flutes and all kind of harps.
Oh, God.
It is just ridiculous.
Again,
it is
Philadelphia. Philadelphia. It's just something about Philadelphia. And let me say this. I want to send a condolence out to the family of Ron Pratt. Of course, Ron Pratt passed away earlier in the year, one of the original members of Blue Magic. So definitely want to send, you know, a family, send the family my prayers. And of course, yes, his music definitely will live on. And of course, Blue Magic will live on. I mean, what those brothers like put a stamp on soul music, and it's going to be, you're going to be listening to this generation to come, God willing, after we're gone. So again, rest in peace to Richard Pratt, one of the vocalists for Blue Magic, man. But go ahead, man.
Yeah.
That's Philadelphia.
Well, yeah.
You were born there. You're from there. I mean, it's just, I'm kind of jealous because you are from Philadelphia. I'm thinking if I was born in Philadelphia at that time, I would just taking all of that great music in.
Yeah, you know, I didn't recognize it. You know, like they said, sometimes you got to get away from something to realize what you have. And so, when I was in it, I was just a part of it, right? I wasn't playing the music. I was a jazz musician as a teenager. And when I became a senior teenager, so to speak, like 18, I went away to college to Norfolk State, right? And then when I came home for one of my spring break things, that's when I made that phone call in California for the audition with Leon Silvers. And so then I went to California. And so being gone, I was always like so focused on being a drummer that I didn't realize that the Philadelphia, the impact that growing up in that city had on me, just from, it was going in without my permission, that music, because when I was in the studio recording those records for the Whispers and Shalimar, I would always think about Philadelphia music. What would the drummer on this song would do? What would he do on this? What would he do? I mean, like, ain't no stopping us now. I kept on hearing that song when I was recording And the Beat Goes On. I mean, I kept on hearing, like, what would the drummer do? And when it closed the door by Teddy Pendergrass when we were doing ballads, I'm hearing, you know, those things. And a lot of these people would... A lot of the drummers that I was listening to was one drummer, and that was Mr. Young. So I'm like, I just didn't realize, but the impact of that music growing up in the city of Philadelphia really had an impression on me, made an impression on me, and I'm so grateful for it because I love good quality music because of that.
Wow. And I don't want to speak for you because you got to have a sense of pride. You know, you got to be feeling some type of way when, you know, you're being all the way on the West Coast and you're grasping the impact of how Philly soul have just pretty much just changed the world. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm not exaggerating this. This is Gambling Huff. This is Tom Bell. This is, you know, Bunny Sigler. This is McFadden and White. All of these people and you know, and whatnot. You know, all of these artists and all of these writers with all of this great penmanship. You had the Jacksons come into Philadelphia. You had Elton John coming to Philadelphia and working on, you know, Philadelphia Freedom. And all of these artists that were from all of these different places, Floetry, even up to the 2000s, when you had Floetry coming into Philadelphia, working with Questlove and people like that. So Philly is something, man. It's something. And I'm going to go ahead. We got about another 10 minutes left of the show, so we're going to kind of wrap it up, and we're going to, you know, have our little talk and things like that. But I got to push this, the fact that when we play music doesn't matter what genre, doesn't matter, because, you know, we mix it up on Tuesday. We play indie jazz on Wednesdays, and, you know, of course, the soul music on Thursday, and I have my Monday show, which I didn't get a chance to do, so I apologize. You know, all of this is out of love, our love for the music, man. And I'm not intertwined into understanding just the business side of it, the business or the beefs or the whatever issues that have. I'm just a guy. I'm just a 47-year-old brother that loves to play music, that loves to play soul music. And it was one of my, to me, it was one of my, it's a therapy session. And I'm sure it's a therapy session for all of us when we go through, whether I'm studying, when I was in, you know, undergrad, you know, graduating, you know, I was thinking of, you know, McFadden and Whitehead. I'm sitting at my graduation, you know, getting ready to graduate from college. I have McFadden and Whitehead in my head, in my mind. You know, it's just so cool. Those little, and a few other songs that I'm just kind of, I'm just kind of like, hey, I did it, I made it. You know, so it's what I'm trying to say is music to me is it moves us. It's the soundtrack of our life, you know. And when I was able to walk across that stage and have all the, you know, Philly Soul, Stax, Motown, Northern Soul, Muscle Shoals, Solar Records, all of T-Neck Records, King Records, you know, all Chess Records, all of these, the smorgasbord of music just in my head, you know, whether it was those study sessions or whether it, you know, it was entertaining a young lady, you know, back in my undergrad. My wife ain't here, and she ain't here, is she? Okay. But no, seriously, music is just a universal thing, and I do this because I love it, and I know, and I know you do the same. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk your head off.
No, I'm having a good time listening to you. But I just want to say, and also on Friday, which is tomorrow, we play Solar Music, where we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So tune in with Don and myself at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we have so many different people calling in from Solar. And so we just, you know, it's always good just to hear these brothers talk. And last week, Lavelle and Howard Hewitt were sharing their thoughts about, you know, the walk through Solar and stuff. And so you guys just, you know, come hang out with us. And a lot of times I just share stories that, you know, I experienced being in the studio recording all those different albums with Leon Silvers and them. So, and Dynasty and just, you know, Kerry Lucas and, you know, we had so much fun in the studio time recording with Climax and rehearsing with Climax and Lakeside, the original Lakeside.
Yes.
I love both of those. Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, so I just want you guys to, you know, if you want to hear some of the stories tomorrow, just call in. I mean, you could call in or you could just listen in. You'll hear some of the stories tomorrow. So, anyway, I know Don's running out of time, Mr. 47.
No, you're good, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate that input, man. Again, you're my partner. I love hearing you. The people love hearing, you know, your stories. And of course, we're gonna expound on that tomorrow. Of course, you never know who's gonna call in the show. Tune in tonight. Also, of course, this is a triple threat on the Thursday. Tonight you have an archive show of our buddy in heaven, Mr. Goldie Mac. Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack coming up tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in tonight for that. And again, tomorrow, kicking off the weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. Again, you never know who's going to call in. But, hey, guys, we're going to wrap it up. I'm Don Flynn, of course, Wardell Potts Jr. Any final words, man? We're going to close out with a little Kashif, Baby Don't Break Your Baby's Heart, from 1984. But any final words, man, before we get out of here?
Thank you for a great show. Really appreciate it. Awesome job.
Well, hey. Hey, guys, you have a pleasant Thursday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Make sure you tune in. We are out, guys. Have a great night.
All right. Good night.